Welcome to Cybersecurity Today, where we'll unpack CISA's emergency patch mandates and KEV additions, the FBI's foiled terror plot and CryptoChotch Betty scams, Google's HTTPS push and zero-day alerts, Microsoft's latest vulnerabilities and AI defense playbook, plus urgent Linux kernel updates. So buckle up and let's dive in. Next up in CISA news, here's what you need to know today. Federal patch orders. CISA has directed all US federal agencies to urgently patch a zero-day in VMware tools exploited by China-linked hackers. A critical Windows server, WSUS Floor, CVE-2025-59287, has been added to CISA's known exploited vulnerabilities KEV list with a November 14th compliance deadline. KEV catalog expansions, VMware tools, and Broadcom's VMware ARIA operations join XWiki platform and multiple Dassault systems, Delmia, Apriso flaws due to active exploitation, a remote code execution vulnerability in Motec's landscape. Endpoint Manager also lands on the KEV list. Linux kernel under fire. CISA warns that ransomware gangs are exploiting a critical Linux kernel flaw, CVE-2024-1086, patched back in January to infiltrate systems. An additional unpatched kernel weakness has surfaced in live attacks. Industrial controls and software advisories. Three new industrial control systems advisories address vulnerabilities in ICS products. Warnings highlight chainable bugs in Delmia Apriso that grant remote access and arbitrary code execution. Encrypted DNS and zero trust. As encrypted DNS gains ground for privacy, it can sidestep traditional filtering. CISA recommends deploying a zero trust resolver to enforce policy without sacrificing security. Cyber info sharing remains steady. Despite the expiration of CISA's 2015 Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act, collaboration between government and industry continues at pre-expiration levels. Looking ahead, AI versus hackers. Former CISA director Jen Easterly predicts AI could soon automate vulnerability fixes faster than attackers can exploit them, potentially reshaping the role of security teams. That's the latest from CISA. Stay patched and stay secure. Next up in FBI news, the Bureau says it has foiled a Halloween weekend terror plot in Michigan. Director Kash Patel announced that federal agents arrested multiple suspects accused of plotting an ISIS-inspired attack, codenamed Pumpkin Day, set to unfold around local trick-or-treat events. Law enforcement also flagged a related Alabama case in which a would-be attacker targeted a synagogue. Officials stress there's no ongoing public safety threat as all persons of interest are now in custody. Turning to the digital realm, a new deep dive expose on cryptocurrencies paints a darker picture of the booming asset class. Scammers exploiting hype, weak security, and unregulated exchanges have already drained some $16.6 billion from retail and institutional investors so far in 2024. The report breaks down common tactics, phishing links masquerading as wallet upgrades, fake token pre-sales, Ponzi-style yield farms, and rug pull exit scams, and lays out defenses, stick to vetted platforms, double-check URLs, use hardware wallets, enable multi-factor authentication, and never share private keys. Finally, in the world of corporate security, business email compromise, BEC, continues to wreak havoc on firms of all sizes. Criminals posing as executives or vendors siphon off millions via fraudulent wire transfers, invoice scams, and credential theft. Experts now say that traditional perimeter defenses aren't enough. Companies must adopt a zero trust approach. Strict identity verification for every email, real-time threat monitoring, employee training on phishing red flags, and limiting privileged account access to keep inboxes and bank accounts safe. Next up on Google News, here's the latest roundup of the biggest developments in tech and security. 1. Account recovery alert. A worried YouTuber has been locked out of their Google account after falling victim to a family link scam. They urgently need help regaining access to both Gmail and their monetized channel. 2, Chrome goes all in on HTTPS. Google has announced that starting with Chrome 154 in October 2026 and more aggressive warnings as early as next year, HTTP sites will trigger more prominent not secure alerts. They'll also flip the default to always use secure connections in April 2026. 3, Gmail breach rumors. Debunk multiple outlets sounded the alarm on a 183 million account Gmail breach, but Google insists no new server breach occurred. Old leaked credentials are circulating, but there's been no mass infiltration of Gmail systems. 4, critical browser flaws. A severe unpatched bug in Chromium's Blink rendering engine can crash dozens of Chromium-based browsers and even freeze your PC. On top of that, two separate zero-day exploits in Chrome have been weaponized, one by the espionage group behind Mem3NT Zero Mori, the other tied to Italian spyware vendors Memento Labs and Dante, targeting high-value individuals. 5. Pixel phones under fire leaked docs show Cellebrite can still hack many Pixel models, though installing Graphene OS offers robust protection against these forensic tools. 6. Windows server attacks intensify. Microsoft and US cybersecurity agencies are warning that threat actors are now exploiting a critical WSUS vulnerability to breach corporate networks. 7. Google's security toolbox expands. A new guide helps enterprises lock down privileged accounts. Where OS messages had a flaw letting any app send text without permission. Patch now. Android 16 rolls out 7 must-enable features, from hardware encryption to smarter lock screens. Google's built-in AI defenses on Android are blocking over 10 billion scam messages each month. Age verification checks arrive on Google Play, modeled after YouTube's system. Quick share transfers now include an optional extra security step. That's your snapshot of today's top security and privacy headlines. Keep your apps updated, double check your account recovery options, and remember, HTTPS isn't optional anymore. Stay safe out there. Next up in Microsoft News, here's what's making headlines. 1, WSUS remote code execution. A critical code execution flaw in Windows Server. Update services is under active exploitation. Attackers are bypassing patches to deploy info stealers like Scold and harvest sensitive data. 2, Azure Access, BLU-IC2, BLU-IC4 vulnerabilities. Multiple CVEs, including CVE 2025, 12600, 12602, 12363, 12365, 12424, affect versions up to 1.19.5. Issues range from RCE via the web UI and directory traversal exploits to CSRF info disclosure, weak auth bypass, and privilege escalation by manipulating unknown data or service files. 3, Windows zero days and active exploits. 2 Windows flaws, 1 a true zero day, are being widely exploited. Separately, attackers are abusing a narrator.exe DLL hijack weakness for persistence, and a newly disclosed GDI bug was patched in Patch Tuesday. 4, state-linked espionage. China-linked cyber spies are exploiting unpatched Windows zero days to target European diplomats in Hungary, Belgium, and beyond. Microsoft reports over 603 cyber attacks in the Middle East, led by Israel and the UAE. 5, Microsoft Exchange Server Guidance. CISA, NSA, and international partners have issued repeated hardening recommendations as agencies scramble to patch critical Exchange vulnerabilities. Germany warns 92% of on-premises servers run unsupported versions. 6, Copilot Studio and OAuth phishing. New phishing techniques leverage Microsoft Copilot Studio chatbots and OAuth consent flows, COFISH, to steal Entra ID tokens. Microsoft acknowledges the risk, is rolling out improvements, and warns that hijacked agents can siphon credentials. 7, generative AI security. Ebook. Microsoft's new ebook outlines 5 top threats against AI-powered apps and offers mitigation strategies for enterprises deploying Copilot, Azure OpenAI, and similar services. 8, other notable threats and mitigations. researchers demonstrate data exfiltration via mermaid diagrams in 365 Copilot. A fake Windows 11 upgrade. Bypass tool hosts malware on a counterfeit download site. Resuida ransomware operators run malicious Microsoft Teams ads to spread payloads. Edge's new scareware blocker is now on by default, and Microsoft has disabled File Explorer's document preview to thwart credential theft exploits. An ASP.NET HTTP request smuggling flaw has also drawn an MSRC alert. 9, service disruptions and infrastructure alerts. A recent Azure outage impacted banks, an airport, and the Scottish Parliament. NHS hospitals in the UK face Windows 11 upgrade delays due to medical device compatibility issues. Stay tuned for expert analysis on patching priorities, evolving attack chains, and best practices to keep your Microsoft estate secure. Next up in Linux news, CISA has confirmed that a high severity flaw in the Linux kernel is already being exploited by ransomware gangs. In response, kernel developers have rushed out fixes for more than 60 critical vulnerabilities spanning versions 5.15.x through 6.17.x. Here's the rundown: active exploitation and DOS. Flaw in the TRBE driver is under active attack, and dozens of denial of service bugs have been plugged in subsystems from file handle ops, open by handle at, and wireless Mac, MT7996, Mac HSDAADAA links, to PCI IRQ handling and the FANotify interface. Privilege escalations, critical fixes address misuse of copy gaiching to user, net dev alignment, BPF socket, address hooks, KVM, crypto API, LungArch support, platform resource allocations, IOMU, and more, any one of which could let unprivileged code gain root. Buffer overflows and memory errors. Patches cover buffer overflows in OCFS2, RDMA, RXE, F2FS, UserFaultFD, KSM, HFSPlus, Unit2ASC, NTFS3, Bitmap, OPS, Remote Proc, and WCDNAND Recent X Audio, UDF, CRC Code, PCI Clean, DMA Test, and several other drivers. There's even an information disclosure bug in HFSPlus, SHA-UNI2ASC, and Erase in Prad. Kernel maintainers advise every Linux user and administrator to upgrade to the latest stable release immediately. With active exploitation confirmed and such a broad attack surface, delaying these updates risks both service outages and full system takeover. Thanks for tuning in. Don't miss our weekly cybersecurity episode next week, and stay safe online until then.